So, our Socratic seminar today, the topic is, how do we know we are living in the Anthropocene? So you can start talking about that. If you get through with that and you want to move on to the secondary question, once we name this epoch the Anthropocene, will anything change?
Or is it a mix? Human activity has pushed extinction rates of animals and plants 4 feet above the long-term average.
I definitely agree with Bill on this. The extinction rates are going up drastically, but in this article they say that the extinction rates are going up drastically, but I don't think that's a cause that we should be most worried. That's pretty much what it says in the article.
But another thing is, are all these changes in pollution and are all these reversible, like, decide not to kill anymore, not to pollute anymore, get back to our state? I have an answer for that. So we're always gonna have to have a way to eat animals because that's what we do as humans, right? And also we have to use the earth to help us. We can't artificially make everything work, right? So somehow we're gonna have to use the earth, but to a minimum amount, to a scale where it's not gonna hurt our earth, but we still have to.
One way we could do that is by switching to renewable resources, so we could cut our carbon emissions down drastically that way. And another way we could stop extinction of our species is by so we can actually monitor what they're going extinct and which are actually overpopulating.
This way we can cut down carbon dioxide. If we could cut down the coal factories or coal power plants, like wind power plants, maybe, it could help. Won't pollute the air.
So, I agree with, sorry, I forgot what your name is.
Oxage.
I definitely agree with all of the opinions about us having to cut down on all of the emissions. But the question is, how would we do that? When the earth is relying on all of these things.
First of all, the coal burning in the air is not always our number one problem. Our number one might be just the gasoline that we're burning, and because that we burn so much gasoline in so many other cities, it's not the coal that's a huge issue, it's the gasoline. Like, we need to develop a better car that can run on, like, air or something, not just gasoline.
There's also, cars also related to childhood.
Also, maybe if we use, if we make electric cars, that could also help the air.
So bringing back to the point about electric cars, the issue about electric cars is sometimes the electricity that we're using, and sometimes the electricity that we're using is coming from coal power plants, which use to make electricity, right? And when we're charging our cars, we're just using coal from the factories, to make heat, to produce turbines, to produce electricity, which is just totally counterintuitive when you have an electric car and you think you're saving the planet. Actually, in reality, you're burning carbon just in a different place. What was the original question?
Well, we're sort of defining the anthropocene.
This conversation can go whichever direction. If you guys find something you're really interested in talking about and you want to go in that direction, you're welcome to do that. Or if you're generally...
Now, tying into Gabby's... What was your point, Gabby?
I said, how are we going to spread, awareness about this problem? But I don't think, a lot of people know about it.
In the article, it did say that many many of these changes are irreversible, and people have them drilled into their head where they're just like, oh, we put too much coal in the atmosphere, it's going to stay this way forever, why don't we just hurt it a bit more? Won't hurt at all. Well, how do you guys think that this problem can be solved by creating awareness about how much electricity and fossil fuels we're burning?
Before we jump to conclusions about fixing the Earth or whatever, I mean, I think it is an issue, but is our Earth broken? That is the question that mostly probably needs to be answered. Is our Earth in a good state? Is it in an alright state, or is it in a bad state? Because us humans, no matter what, are probably going to be bending to Earth to our advantage, whether it's like burning fossil fuels or mining or whatever. That stuff is going to be in the air, but is it making drastic measures on the Earth, or is it just like a little bit?
If we are burning more fossil fuels, we have a higher rate of carbon dioxide increasing the hotter climate control.
Also, we're like burning a lot of chemicals, like also damaging some nitrogen cycles. Facts say also it's the largest nitrogen impact.
About the point of carbon dioxide for Brendan, the carbon dioxide, we're burning it, and it's not that not natural because we have the fossil fuels. They're supposed to be stored underground where the carbon can accumulate under there. But since we're burning it so much more than the Earth can handle, we're throwing out more carbon than everything else wants so that it just stays in the air and warms the Earth.
I think it's also more of like a thing, like we have what we need right now. We have solar panels, wind turbines, and much more. I think that, like, culturally, we need to now learn to adapt our lives to this new lifestyle. Because we already have our resources, but the thing is, the awareness has not been spread, and we don't really see how it could affect our lives right now. See it as a thing here and not actually change our lives to adapt.
So to the point where that maybe it's not us, it's our Earth. I would disagree with that because we've seen a gradual increase in our temperature and decrease in our temperature over millions and millions of years. And we're on an increase right now in temperature, but we're not decreasing. And over gradually we've had increases and decreases, right? We're in our highest increase, so. Our normal temperature for air temperature has been increasing, and it has not been peaking or going down yet. So it might be our fault that this is happening.
So quick question, does anybody know how the Ice Age started? Anyone?
In the storm.
Keep out the coolers.
Or say, why did it get so cold in our atmosphere at that time? And why is it getting so hot now? What's the difference?
One of the reason why the first big ice age started is because it ended the dinosaur epoch was that the asteroid that killed them created the dust clouds from all across the Earth covering it so that there was no sun shining through. And that it made it a lot more colder since there was no warmth from the sun's rays. So that it drove temperatures drastically. Then when there was more sunlight, things could start growing again, but there was a lot less stuff so that it would use up just it would still get pretty cold there.
Well, adding on to Kevin's, during the Ice Age, Earth, I mean, technically still our Earth is relatively pretty young. But then during the ice age, like a few million years back, there was a lot of volcanic activity going on. So, in addition to Kevin's theory that dust clouds from volcanic activity could have blocked space and really trapped in, they wouldn't have allowed any heat to come in, which would have led to drastic cooling.
And so that was also completely unnatural on the Earth. The asteroid never hit the Earth. Probably, humans probably never had an ice age. If the asteroid did hit the Earth, blocked out the sun, did the asteroid come from the Earth?
It's an asteroid.
Did we just pull power plants out of the ground?
We weren't even there.
True, I'm talking about now. We literally just go, hey, there's a power plant in the air. We're just going to use it now. No, we built it, and now it's causing a drastic increase in temperature.
The temperature increase is not all that drastic as you guys think, because in a century, it's risen like 3 Celsius.
So, but compared to our lifespan, that's a lot. That's a lot.
2 degrees. It's 2 degrees. Gonna melt an ice cap and cause the entire Earth to flood.
It could, yes.
Yes. 2 degrees will have more lifespan over a span of like 200,000 years. Now we have just accomplished that in like 100 years.
Yeah, that's scary.
See, I think like only 2 degrees is very important because I heard.
Hey, quiet. I think 2 degrees is really important because even though we make temperature go down to 1 degree, it's gonna really change the Earth.
Causing the ice on the Antarctic
snow.
Back to the 2 degrees thing, at one point on the Earth, it'd be 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and then 2 degrees could bring it to 33, which would melt the ice in a certain area.
Like a million years. So much ice.
Like we said earlier, we're at the peak of freezing the temperature, and we haven't been able to decrease it. So that doesn't mean it's going to stop and decrease now. It could keep increasing.
His
name is Monobalapati.
The main reason it's increasing is because we're polluting the Earth with chemicals, and that's affecting our ozone. Our ozone helps keep our Earth cool. Does anybody know why the ozone layer, how it's getting destroyed by us?
Pollution, CO2. Ozone layer is healing.
No, it's decaying.
No, it already decayed.
The ozone, the CO2 in the air has been at the fastest rate for about 660 million years.
I guess we could take out buildings, factories that pollute the air with those tunnels that pollute the air with carbon dioxide. Machineries get hot if they're used over a long period of time, so they need a place to cool down to working.
Okay, so the ozone layer is not healing, it is decaying. There's a big hole in the ozone layer, right under Australia. Australia. And this is that fact. Most people that live in Sydney area in South Australia, right? They have a higher chance to get skin cancer because the ozone layer is not protected.
Oh, where's your evidence?
Mr. Fields last year told us this.
You did.
Guys,
I would like to say something Brennan, I think that 100 years is just going up 2 degrees, right? But then that 2 degrees is very concentrated if you look at our history. So with that, our very way of life is endangered due to rising seas and different precipitation matters.
So, I mean, say, you know how California gets to like 100 degrees around that, and the highest temperature on Earth is like 120, would you say?
130.
So, if it went up 2 degrees, then it would be 132, 138, you said 138, then that would be extremely hot. Also, if it went up 2 degrees in the colder zones, everything would just melt.
2 degrees is already a big difference, such as here, the flowers and all the plants are already starting to bloom earlier. Like, they're supposed to bloom in spring, but then sometimes they're blooming in the wintertime. And if you increase it by 2 degrees, sometimes the flooding will become more irregular and, like, there will be more severe hurricanes and typhoons and all that, cyclones. And it's going to change the weather dramatically. I saw a simulation once about if we keep on doing this, what over the hundreds of years, within like 2500, most of the region near the equator will be almost inhospitable due to the fact that there's like nearly no water there.
Okay, is there anybody new that not answer?
I think that there's so many negative things impacting including weather. I think that if we just send out a message to everybody, because now we're sending our environment around, but we need to find a way to send out the message to everybody because a lot of people don't care.
So did you have something?
About what Kevin said about the degrees and weather. Animals are already moving to different areas, like migrating to different areas because it's too hot or too cold. So that means, like, invasive species will happen. Because I remember in Hawaii, there was, like, too many birds, I believe. Wait, no, some animal was killing off a lot of birds, so then some other place offered mongooses to go there. And then the mongooses ended up, like, killing off a couple of species, so now they're extinct. So if too many species go to different areas, they might kill off some more species, and the extinction rate might go up.
So, from what Juana said, do we even have a way to, like, signal everybody across the world? Like, is there a way to do that?
Good question. Does anybody have an idea about that?
The question up there on the board says we're seeing this epic thing, Anthropocene, will anything change? I think that's one way we could send out the message, because the Anthropocene is an age which human activity has been the dominant influence of the climate environment. So I think that's one way we could send like a message out that human impact is having like a huge deal on our environment. Also, all the chemicals that are in the air are leaving like a permanent damage to our like atmosphere, and they're just leaving like a permanent layer of airborne particles that we breathe in.
So, I have a question. Is technology like creating the impact on the climate?
Well, after going back to if we can tell everybody about what's going on right now, I feel like as humans, in the first time in history, we are more connected than ever. Social media, with news outlets, with multiple news outlets, and even just like by work, because we, with planes, with ships, with trains, we can get to from one place to another very fast in the first time in history. So I don't think there's a problem in educating everyone.
The problem isn't really sending out the message, it's that we have to find a way to fix it. Talking about Sam's question, is technology changing is causing global warming? Well, some of it is, but the ozone layer was getting destroyed by a refrigerator cooling called CFCs. and it just, when people were using a lot of that, they just threw away the plastic container where the CFCs were being used, so that it also caused plastic pollution, but when they used it up, it would go to the atmosphere and create a bigger ozone layer, and the hydrocarbon would combine with the ozone, I think, and just create greater oxygen with the ozone.
So we have technology. We're not going to stop using technology. A world that is perfectly nature is us humans basically running around and getting berries for food and growing food in farms and stuff, but no houses, basically no structures. If that's what you want, then we can't go back to that. But we have technology now. We have those factories. We can't just take it down. And if we need to send a message, then send a message. Social media is out there, everything. And it's not, and is it the biggest issue in the world, or is there other issues that we need to, worry about more than climate change?
Okay, could I answer this one quickly? So I actually strongly disagree with that. That would be a huge drastic change where it just goes, now we're just going to take away all of your phones and you have to go sit in the forest and forage for berries. No, we're not saying that. We're saying improve it. If we're causing too much damage, then we need to fix it, not change our way of life.
I think technology definitely is helping in pollution because we have better technology to mine more coal and at least more fossil fuels, but technology can also be the way to improve that by making better wind and solar technology.
I completely agree with you 100%. Since our technology has gotten so good, we could use it to our advantage. Such as now there's a new thing called vertical farming, instead of using massive acres of land, you can contain it like a warehouse and even grow more food. In fact, technology can also monitor how much pollution we're putting out there. So we could use technology to our advantage.
Technology, when they say it's technology causing people pollution, technology cars, people say cars, walk to work or whatever, because cars give off so much bad chemicals. But the thing is, houses, they give off the same or even more than what cars give off. So just living in a house and using day-to-day things in your house will make more CO2 and destroy those.
Going back to climate change and things like that, how would the climate change, how would it affect the what's it called? Oh my gosh, I can't.
The ozone?
No, it's
the polarized caps.
Yeah, for example, for that, how would it change? How would it affect lower altitude areas?
Okay. So I think the problem that we're having is that we don't know what is a problem in global warming and what is not a problem. We need to prioritize what things that we need to do. Can you stop? It's actually really annoying. We need to prioritize what we need to stop, what we need to do to fix everything that we're doing right now. And if we get our priorities straight and realize what's our problems and what's not our problems, we could really change how we're living.
And how are you supposed to do that?
How are we supposed to do that? We decrease the amount of carbon emissions. We increase the amount of new technologies and new ideas and implement them into our society. We need to update our society, make a new society instead of a world that we're going to be emitting too much carbon into the air and be emitting using too much of our Earth. We need to decrease on the stuff that is bad and increase on the stuff that can help us, potentially help us.
Okay, I'm going to pause this for just a second. Matthew, can you give us a list of the people that still need to speak? The people that have not spoken at all.
Last person. Layer of airborne particles, actually, in sediment and glacial ice, such as black carbon from fossil fuel burning?
Yeah. Going back to Bryce's question, when he said how many years will climate stay stable, I think that we wouldn't know that, but we wouldn't know exactly how many years, because if we keep up like pollution and stuff like that, it would be like we don't even know how long. But like, if we start to stop it and stuff like that, then it will start to slow down.
Scientists who study rockers have been unable to find any convincing evidence that the Anthropocene is an ideal decision.
I think another concern that we should have is that 75% of animals and plants are going to become extinct soon, and if we keep on hunting and killing, it's going to rise to our needs.
I also believe that like everyone in the Earth does like a middle way, like recycle the cans and like help pick up around the Earth, like the Anthropocene one.
That's what she was saying about it's not defined by time, but layers of rock and what will define what Anthropocene is. Like you said, chickens are a really big thing that will in the future define what the Anthropocene is.
So if we're talking about the Anthropocene, if we're talking about just the Earth itself, the Earth is eventually going to not be able to support all of our population. So if we were going to go to some other hospitable planet to live, would it be better to go to the other developed technologies for the other planet, or use technology or develop technologies to make the Earth a better place to live?
I also wanted to add that the Hall of Steam that you talk is 4,000 years of stable climate.
I want to add that humans are basically controlling the Earth. Humans get to decide whether Earth is polluted or let species stay alive. So if we start recycling and do less hunting, then maybe we can help the Earth.
Okay. We're kind of running low on time here, so we're going to try to answer these two questions. How do we know we are living in the Anthropocene?
One more.
Trust
Brendan.
No, he actually asked something for you. Yeah, I'm serious. Then you could maybe share it another time.
Yeah, seriously talk to me a lot today, so great.
Okay.
But we're going to give other people a chance.
What Dawn said, it depends on what technology you make. It could harm the environment or it could help it.
So I think our answer is it depends on what the largest impact humans have made. And it's still being decided, but the biggest ones are nuclear damage and fossil fuels. On to the second one. Once we named the epic Anthropocene, will it change anything?
I think it will kind of change because people like Damon, the world will like talk, like it will be a big issue up for the world. So people will like be more interested in like recycling, how to like to make it better.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what she said. If we name it the Anthropocene, like this is what's happening, then definitely it'll raise awareness. But I don't think it will physically change anything unless people who are aware of it.
Yeah. Two more comments and then we need to wrap up. We've done.
If we spread the word, because some people don't know that you can get money for recycling, what people will
stop. Don't back up.
More people will recycle, and then there won't be as big of an issue of plastic. And more people will recycle, and it will turn one of those negative impacts into a positive.
Go back to what I said earlier about recycling. I think like every small and big business should be enforced by our local recycling and waste department, because most scientists, after doing
I think all of your answers today were great and finally summed up everything after an hour of talking.
This is the M dog out.
M dog out. M dog
wait,
out.
Wait, Mr. Field, should I hit it?
M dog out.
Follow me. No, follow me on Instagram. At M dog.
Follow me.
M G A W.
Seriously. M dog. G dog. G dog. G dog. Net. G dog.